Cast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to Extra Extra Cast Ranger, where Raven is the absolute best man for diaper duty.
Ha, ha, ha. Funny.
Because you can't smell shit!
Quite literally.
Literally, he can't smell shit.
And that's why he's not here for his investigative ability.
Oh, yeah.
Because he can't smell the leaves. Yeah.
We should just make a parody video where we're like detectives. Quick, Raven, sniff out the scene! Really?
Fuck you.
Just glares for a few minutes.
What?
What?
No, just what?
Gar, I need you to check for fingerprints.
Got it. I can't see anything.
Look at a fingerprint.
Maybe you took off.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night, everybody.
Wait, it's just echo. It doesn't help that I'm wearing sunglasses and hat.
I don't trust your opinion on anything regarding echo because, as we've seen earlier today, you still don't know the difference between an echo and a reverb.
That was yesterday.
Still counts.
I just said that the Schwa.
We all have problems.
I just said that the Schwa needed a reverb.
And you were correct. And
yeah.
Then this guy turned around and said it needed an echo. And I'm like, no, that's not what that is.
Schwa, Schwa, Schwa.
That's an echo.
Well, an echo is the name of a Ben 10 alien, and a reverb is
yes.
The name of a DC villain.
Yes, it is. Echo, echo.
Niner.
I know. I was a kid in the 2000s.
My favorite Ben 10 form is Necrom.
I like the tiger.
Oh, you mean upgrade?
Yes.
I like the tiger one, voiced by John DiMaggio, because he's like, whatever.
Oh, Raph?
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Welcome to Extra Cast.
I already said welcome.
Let me tell you something, Lane Befier.
Welcome again to Extra Cast. Extra
whatever.
Cast for a third time. We have. Four out of five core casters. Ray Caster is joining us through Discord again. And
Emily's away getting married. Wait,
what?
No, she's going to see someone get married. That's what I meant.
We have to follow her and stop her.
If Emily was here, she'd be like,
No.
She's off playing Kokomeki Crisis.
There you go.
To quote Wayne's World 2.
Oh, but... Jesus God, no.
And I'm here because we needed a fifth guy for the Megazord.
Yay!
Yeah!
Oh, this no, the Megazord.
It's one of those episodes where we use an auxiliary arm.
Oh. So
there's
toy sales go
though,
through
that
the roof.
There's something funny I noticed. The week that me and Crunch Brown and we mentioned that we were playing Kamen Rider Chronicle.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't on for until just now. So it would have been like, okay, we just played and we instantly died because we were never mentioned until Amazons.
Yep.
You live until Amazon. I don't know where I was going with that. I think it might be the sunglasses at night.
Inside, in a dark room.
In the hat.
Oh my god. It's Killer Keemstar, everybody!
You see the hat? I'm Keemstar! No,
you see the hat? I am Redcaster.
Wow, you gained a lot of weight.
And, like, de-age 10 years.
Thank you.
That's true.
Oh, the better to see you with, my dear.
How's it feel knowing that Raven is literally 10 years older than you?
Grandpa Raven.
No, he's Daddy Raven.
When his daughter has
a grandchild of her own, then he'll be Grandpa Raven. But he's Daddy Raven now.
Did you just say when his daughter has a grandchild of
yes.
her own?
Child,
but chances are by that point,
you know what I meant.
Far into the future, wasn't
yeah.
this a news show?
Let's
I don't know.
Go to
is
the
it?
News.
Since when is it? Ah, that kind of hurt.
He tried to peel off his sunglasses like a fucking 80s flick while wearing it.
Go buy Ready Player One, everyone, on audiobook and physical book.
Ear covering headphones. Don't plug shit.
Yep.
Read the. It's not a cookbook.
Audiobook by read by.
That is a really old book.
Even though it came out, actually, when did it come out?
Yeah, Gar, I've had that book sitting in my place since I was in high school.
I don't care. Next,
I'm not entirely convinced that Gar was born when that book came out.
This book just came out recently, like within the last 5 years.
Oh, I heard about this book when I was in high school. So
yeah, that book's old, man.
Anyways,
as old as Raven. Oh,
it might be.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, I'm just gonna Google it.
Fuck it, I'm gonna Cliff's Notes this shit. Next, first.
We didn't even start.
First,
come like next.
On the vein of interesting this. Custom works by fans, here's the Japan boy on the Facebook Conrader group shooped up an interesting edit of the Heisei Generations poster, swapping out all the main five riders with the secondary riders.
And they're using figure arts, because it's like...
Oh, it's... Talent. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, the book came out in 2011.
So it's if the Pac-Man movie starred Brave, Spectre, Baron, Mach, and Beast.
It's a pretty good-looking edit.
Except for the Pac-Man.
It just looks like Pac-Man's trying to go for fucking Baron's shoulder there, just like...
It wants the fruit.
It wants the banana.
Ooh, banana. Oh, but
not. That's not a Pac-Man voice. Why did you do that?
Because no, Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah,
it's not Donkey Kong.
Got a banana.
It's an arcade game.
Even Pac-Man's eyes are other Pac-Men.
Whoa.
Pac-Man.
Pac-ception.
Download Heisei Generations. Sub now.
Yeah, it's sub now. We're
wow.
gonna talk about
wow.
that soon.
You guys are promoting illegal shit. Yeah.
Next.
Go buy Hostess Cupcakes Summertime Version. They're really good. They got sprinkles.
Fuck off!
YouTube.com/slidedrink.
Okay, you know what? Drink Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
There, now we've all plugged something.
Can I have a sip?
Mm-mm.
Aww.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Diet Pepsi.
Finger.
Let go of my ego.
Are you guys still there?
Go watch Stranger Things, season 1 on
yeah.
Netflix. Season 2 coming out this October.
And Raven's just glad he's not here right now.
No, but he's still there.
No, yeah. Gar, you should be glad I'm not there right now.
Slap you upside the head with his orb caliber.
Oh, right.
I'm just sitting here letting the chaos ensue.
Right? If I was actually in the room, I probably would have stabbed Gar already.
Should we,
at least
should,
once.
Should we name this episode Plugged In? Because we're just plugging so much shit.
Yeah.
Plug and play.
Yeah.
I hate you, but okay.
And it should just be the picture of like an outlet with just various different advertisers.
All right.
Yay, plugged in.
Don't die yet.
Again.
Bandai Namco and Fields have released their financial highlights showing the financial success of many, several different IPs over the last year or
and
so.
And what's the highest? Is it Gundam?
Yeah. It's Gundam.
It's
yeah,
Gundam.
Of course it's Gundam.
But
no
second,
shit.
But
yeah, I helped.
Yeah, the second
fuck
one's
fuck you!
Kamen
look what
Rider.
You've done! What?
The second one's Kamen Rider.
Hooray!
Yay!
And then Dragon
I
Ball.
I helped in that, too.
Wait. Kamen Rider's beating Dragon Ball? Financially? Incredible.
Yep.
Well, I mean... Honestly, think of the difference here. How many forms and different figures does Kamen Rider have over Dragon Ball?
Thank you.
DX, Roleplay, Toys, Vinyl Figures, Figuarts.
It's funny, I was having an argument with Kelly today when we were walking from Walmart.
I wish I could gift
I was
the
like,
hands your things.
I was like,
right
oh,
now.
I should get another level up zombie gamer figure to like put the gamer drive. She's like, no, don't buy multiple figures. But I'm like, but your brother has, like, multiple figures of Goku. Yeah, but they're all different looking. It's not
yeah.
the same thing. And
shot.
Like,
they're all different forms,
I
different
geese. I mean, I'm tempted to complete my laser shrine a little bit further by getting a fucking level 1 laser figure. But that would require buying another laser level 2 and the Xyz level
1.
I can give you my Xyz body.
Are you not using it?
No.
Yeah. Someone buy me laser level 2 level up figure for a birthday present next month.
Gar, do it.
No.
No.
Anyways, going down the list.
Super Sentai next after
after Dragon Ball.
Yeah, after Dragon Ball. And then the next one's...
Anpanman.
Raven, you probably know what that is.
I have a pretty damn good idea what that is. All it's right. like this chibi superhero
we've
whose head is made out of a bun.
We've talked about
yeah.
it before.
Then
followed
we got...
by Pretty Cure, which Emily would gush about, then Yo-Kai Watch, Ultraman,
oh,
Pokemon.
Oh, Ultraman's on the list. Ultraman beat Pokemon.
Man, look at how low those numbers are at that point, though. Like,
yeah.
like, geez, when you actually look at the proper numbers, we're still within the top 10 on the list, but oh, man, are the numbers way
really,
lower at this
the
point.
The interesting bit is there's an anomaly here in this list. Yo-Kai Watch is like pretty far down, but if you look at their full year results from the previous
well, that's
year,
20. That's from 2016.
They're higher than everyone else on that list.
Yeah, in 2016. The
yeah.
problem is they're actually organized by the current year.
Yeah.
Which no. that Yo-Kai Watch is going down.
But, hooray!
But if we scroll down, it's like, basically, Ultraman reached 800 million views during it. Like, Ultraman Orb reached 800 million views during its run.
Yep, because Orb's amazing.
Yep. And increased of 100% from the previous year, which was Ultraman X.
Yep.
So is that
that's like, not hard.
So Orb spiked Ultraman's popularity.
If two people watch it this year and one person watched it last year, that's a 100% increase.
Yep.
Shit.
No, that's it. That's just it. Last year it was just Gar.
This
year he got Lane to watch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thanks
so
for influencing the franchise, you guys.
Yay! Go watch listen to Ultra Ranger out whenever
eventually.
The fuck Gar feels like
I've been too busy reading this book. Well, it's so addicting.
You're not in school anymore. Stop doing homework and do your job.
Yeah.
Once I get paid. Wait, I did get paid today. Oh, shit, I forgot to do something today.
Anthony, put a reverb on Gar's voice just now. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
That's an echo.
I was going to say
that's
echo.
That's an echo.
You fucking did it yourself, you goddamn goob. Weren't you a film major?
Next.
All right.
I'm
going to
read the next story. Next.
Oh.
So, Chroma Squad's now on a mobile, so go buy a mobile, Noble.
No. Fuck you. It's not just on mobile, though, because the day that we're recording this, on Friday, it's also out on PlayStation 4 and Xbone. But yes, in addition to yesterday's release on iOS and Android, so now, in addition to its previous platforms of PC, Mac, and Linux, it's pretty much on everything at this point, so you have no excuse! Go play it!
Yeah.
I will.
Make it
all
the
time.
Can I just... The picture we are staring at right now, I swear to God, I'm looking at a Sentai team fighting an army of Machoke.
That's what they look like.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be putties.
That was exactly what I called them anytime I was explaining the thing. It's like the Machokes.
I can't see it as anything else.
It's the Machokes and the Furry Brigade.
Yeah. The Machokes and the Falcos.
And look, it's Larry from Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
You can be me and make an all-pink Sentai team.
I decided to make mine a sequel to my PC team's run, so half of my team are characters from my PC run, and half of them are new Rangers.
Pinku Sentai,
so it's
Mobile Zio?
Pretty much. The team in my game is called OZ Sentai Sentoger, because Sento means war.
Yo. But what is that good for?
Absolutely nothing.
An entertaining game.
You got it.
And a Sentai team.
You got it.
Any of you who are playing Chroma Squad or will be playing Chroma Squad after hearing about this, post in the comments what team you are making.
Go watch your videos.
The best part about this game is you can customize your team and mix and match any color combination you want. And like Lane
what
said,
team?
You can even...
What team will we be making? Is it Hentai Sentai Sex Ranger?
Which we did in a video a while ago.
One of the members was a beaver.
You can make one of your members a beaver, or a robot, or an alien, or a bunch of different fat guys that were Kickstarter backers.
You're
forgetting
something.
Wesley Snipes.
Sorry?
You're forgetting something.
Or Wesley Snipes.
You have to pay for this.
Yeah, there's different prices depending on what platform you get. If you get it on Android, it's only $6, but I had $3 in Google Play credit saved up because I do the opinion survey, so it only cost me $3.
Yup! Cool. Anyways, it's a cool game. So who gets it?
Next.
I don't know what's next. Oh! Oh! I got this one.
Oh!
I got this.
Oh my god!
Last week I mentioned that there was a rumor that Shin Godzilla was coming out here soon.
Uh-huh.
And now, it's legit. Shin Godzilla...
Wait, you're saying Shin Godzilla's real? Oh, fuck! Everyone, get into your homes! Lock down, steal as much shit as you can, and run.
If a DVD...
Shin Godzilla is real. Gar has confirmed this.
If a DVD knocks on your door, don't answer. He can't kill you if you don't invite him in.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Just like, Gar is like at the door here, is like the doorbell just opens it.
Well,
who was it? Nobody.
just open it.
Scrolls. Scrolls well, down to the English dub cast,
yeah,
and oh right. My
yeah, here's the
god.
Thing.
I see the first name and I'm already out.
This is Funimation. So they're like, You know what?
And then I go a little further, and I'm totally in.
But yeah, we got Todd Haberkorn.
For multiple reasons.
Or, yeah.
Motherfucking Haberkorn.
Yeah, we got Todd Haberkorn playing Yaguchi.
No, the names are in caps. You gotta go, Yaguchi!
Yaguchi! We got
Tina Nishimura as Kyoko.
Kyoko!
J. Michael Tatum as Akasaka.
I can't remember everyone's face.
Yeah, neither can I at this point. But yeah. I don't know who Kent Williams is, but he's Okochi.
He sounds familiar.
Ian Sinclair, who I've seen at a bunch of cons, is Yasuda. And then there's just a list of a lot of the A's that I have never heard of beyond that.
Like Salusad is Shimura. I know him. He played Soul Eater.
This is cool.
I think.
This is basically Funimation C-list actors.
Wow.
Let's rephrase that. The first five or so...
Or A-list.
Are there A-listers, and then the rest of them are their C-listers because they were trying to fill space.
Todd Haberkorn, a.k.a. Discount Vic Mignogna.
Ken Williams.
I mean, they're buddies, so...
Ken Williams is the voice of Dr. Gero.
Oh, okay.
Mercenary Tao in Dragon Ball, and then Father in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay.
Wait, so...
Yep.
Wait a minute. Father as in Edward and Alphonse...
says father,
which means he's probably a priest.
That was the name of the guy who looked like Ed and Al's dad, but was actually leading the homunculus.
The character's name is Hohenheim, by the way.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know.
Ed's
dad? His name is Hohenheim.
Yeah, his name,
I forgot his name, it's been a while.
But yeah.
I haven't watched Brotherhood, I've only watched the original, and I still remember his name.
But yeah, Shin Godzilla will be coming out on Blu-ray, DVD,
Digital HD Ultraviolet.
Yeah,
which comes with ultraviolence.
Yeah. Oh. It comes with...
If you look directly under the disc, you get infected by the rays of the sun.
Infection.
It comes out August 1st. Is there a price? No, there is not. There is no price.
So Gar and I have to really get going on our Godzilla marathon.
Yeah.
We just made it to the Heisei era.
But thank God the Heisei and Millennium eras are really short.
Cool.
Anyways. Next!
Next! Ultra Fight or Blu-ray set got announced.
Hey!
This
Can you challenge faking enthusiasm?
Yeah. This 8-part miniseries... that is currently being released on YouTube will get a 1080p or probably 4K, whatever it is on their Blu-rays. But it's coming out on Blu-ray. But wait, there's more. Included with the set comes with a special vinyl figure, the Raybatos Unlimited Color Version. Yeah, he's a shiny. In which it's the show's main antagonist.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it was a cool guy we saw.
Yeah.
The figure is 18 centimeters tall and features a color variation only seen in the show, as opposed to
its actual design. Because there is a regular vinyl figure of his actual design.
So wait, where is the other color variation seen?
I have no fucking idea. We only watched the first episode.
So then why is this the variation, then?
Because it's translucent.
I'm not going to attempt to comprehend that. Anyways, Ultra Fight.
Ultra Fight Orb.
Can I talk about the next news story?
Sure.
Maybe. No, I'm joking. Go right ahead, kid.
So, Power Rangers Luby...
Hold on. You're going to pull that shit?
Go ahead, kid.
Go ahead, kid. Noble, how old are you?
21.
And Gar, how old are you?
20.
We went over
this... Kimmy, go fuck yourself!
We went over this Wednesday.
Did we?
Excuse me if I could just solve this problem. Go ahead, kid.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Power Rangers Ludi Lin, who played Zack, the Black Power Ranger in Lion Gate's Power Rangers theatrical release, is now playing the character Merc in the upcoming Aquaman movie, which on one side, that's cool. On the other side, I was like, He's perfect for the OG Aqualad. Come on now. Don't do this to
Who's
me.
Who's Merc?
Does this mean he's a
Merc? If you want an explanation, Merc in the comics is the leader of the armies of Atlantis.
Yeah,
so he's basically Aquaman's
next,
general.
That's the next
Both
line.
Of you are talking at once, one at a time.
That's brain here.
That's what happens when you take off sunglasses!
Yeah, it says Ludi Lin will be playing the role of Merc, Aquaman's most trusted ally and the leader of the Men of War, an army of Atlantis.
Cool.
That serves on the front line.
Basically, his big time general.
So I'm gonna go ahead, because he was the Black Ranger, I'm gonna go ahead and call him Black Woman.
Don't do that.
Don't.
No, it's Blackwalad.
That just sounds
Aquaman
more racist.
Will premiere in theaters on December 21st, 2018.
Ring, ring. What's that? Oh, hi, Warner Brothers. Wait, you want delayed the movie again? Okay. Coming out never. This right, the DC lineup.
Oh, you mean like Marvel with Captain Marvel?
Quiet you.
Next.
You know what they're doing? They're waiting to see how bad Wonder Woman is before they release a movie with a female lead.
Yeah, spoilers, people are already saying Wonder Woman's the best DC movie so far.
I plan on seeing it.
Are you sure about that? Because that's what people said about Suicide Squad, and look what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, Suicide Squad wasn't as bad as some of the other DC movies, so, you know.
Yeah. Being a movie comprised of only jobbers, it did fairly well.
To me, the DC movie franchise is just the equivalent of a child trying to stop a Jenga tower from falling when it's already at a 45-degree angle.
It's a 3-year-old trying to climb up the down escalator.
But it's not the Green Lantern movie.
I have that movie on Blu-ray.
So do I!
Why isn't it Green Ray? Anyways, next.
Why did they do that like they did with the Grinch?
So, last week, I think, we talked about the fact that a humanoid laser form was spotted on site, and there have been more spy shots showing our old friend Mysterio on set. Some people are speculating that he will be revived in the show. A lot of other people are speculating that this could be his return in the True Ending movie. We don't know yet, but
he is going to appear. Like, it's gotta be for the movie, because there's only 2 months left before the movie actually comes out, and that's when they usually get all the filming done.
Will Thigar.
Yeah, this
only
also...
time will tell.
And not to dissuade any opinions, but there was also... One of the shots includes a gamer driver sitting on a desk with Boxo Pike in it. So.
With a trampoline.
Yeah.
Yes, the trampoline's the most important thing.
Yeah. But guys, where's the new rider?
Isn't that cool or what?
Think of it. Like, probably by next week, we'll know who the next Kamen Rider is.
Yep.
I mean, we already know what it is because we saw that magazine scan of the Hurricane Ninja Gash.
No.
The next
Rider. You mean the next primary rider. The next series.
Next show.
I don't want X-Men to end, though. It's
me
so
neither.
Good.
I want Kamen Rider scene to happen.
No.
Wouldn't the next rider be V3 since they already did Ichigo and Nigo?
Fuck off.
Haha, I got jokes.
I don't get it.
Kamen Rider the next. Oh, would be V3.
Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out of here with your bullshit movie!
Get out of here!
And speaking of things that need to get out of here, Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel has wrapped up filming.
Thank fuck!
Yeah, really.
Oh
every
God,
moment!
We,
every day that they've been filming, I get a headache!
Seriously, are we already on Super Ninja Steel?
No, yeah. Basically, they film all of it at once during an 8-month period.
Oh.
So, which, it's a Super Ninja Steel has finally had finally finished wrapping up.
And the reason
And now we get to watch it for the next several months.
Maybe you get to watch it. I don't have to
or
do any
not.
Of that.
Or not. We cannot.
Yeah, even
Rider Town Radio's not covering that shit.
Are we still need to watch it?
But yeah.
No!
Yep.
No!
Yes.
No!
We've already gotten through the first 8 episodes. We're finishing it.
Piss off!
Anyways, the reason this was noticed is because the actress who plays the Pink Ranger posted on her Instagram, "Last day in the suit!"
Okay, whatever. She's hot!
Okay. They do know they can't show off that shit, right?
Apparently not.
But, like, remember when, like, one of the cast members showed off the logo for Super Ninja, shit?
Yep.
I'm gonna call it Super Ninja shit. And basically, she got yelled at for it.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because something similar happened in our next story.
What?
Because we got to see another shot of Super Ninja Steel's documentation, there was also an image shown with the Super Ninja Steel logo, which also has a face under it, which belongs to Juza Yumihari, the villain from the Ninja movie, which means he's going to be the villain for Super Ninja Steel.
And Gar's out of here! Hey, at least we're not getting Kiboni Gengets anymore.
I don't know.
Like, he was a cool villain in the movie.
This series...
And Kelly, just in my room is right now, is going... Probably just scared the fuck out of Kelly. I hope you know that.
Oh, no, I won't.
Lazy. You're fucking lazy, Chiplin. You're a lazy son of a bitch. Did this with Stein and Super Dino Jerk.
I was about to say that.
This is lazy bullshit. Lazy.
I'm Ripcon.
Fucking bullshit.
When the fuck did Skeletor
Okay, shut up!
I want to hear Gar do the Skeletor laugh in that voice.
Molar, Eternian dentist!
Hey, son of a bitch! Anyway.
I'll get you next time, He-Man.
The best part is Gar hasn't heard anything you've been saying.
Yeah, Gar, we're finishing the show.
You were saying?
Next story. So the DC Power Ranger crossover comics are being canceled.
Gar's headphones are off again.
Yeah, Gar's mad.
Gar.
You just can't have anything good in life.
Gar is sad.
When it's only a 6 arc miniseries, and it's like, nope, we're not even gonna finish it.
Nope.
But why?
According to Bleeding Cool, issues 5 and 6 of Justice League / Mighty Morphin Power Rangers have been shelved, though it seems they will be offered again at some point down the line. The issues were scheduled for a May and June release, and neither company has said why the issues have been pulled.
Well, then again, this wouldn't be the first time these comics were pushed back.
Well, I mean, it is summer. A lot of people are going outside and stuff. They probably don't want to read comic books. They'll probably wait until it hits the fall to release them again.
Kind of fucking weak-ass nerds,
no,
are they?
No, they're gonna be fucking dicks and be like, hey, you wanna know how the story ends? Here's the trade, here's the trade back. It has all 6 issues in it. It's like,
$80.
Yeah.
No,
like,
you know what they're gonna do? It's gonna be a trade back with a fucking black and gold cover that they're gonna release in San Diego Comic
Con. Black and
it's
gold.
Just, again,
Legacy Power Ranger comics.
Again, this isn't the first time Boom Studios had to delay a comic. Like, for instance, the Pink Ranger miniseries. Issue 1 was delayed by not just a week, not just 2 weeks, a month!
Whoa, a month.
Okay,
that's a long time.
I just thought about something really cool that they could do.
This is why I don't read comic books.
You know that, green and white ranger, hybrid ranger guy?
Lord Raycon?
Make a legacy figure of him and have him come with the last 2 issues of the comic.
Why? That's Bandai. This is Boom. They're 2 different things.
Companies can work together, Gar!
Tell that to Hasbro and the entirety of the old generations line where every Transformer came with a fucking comic book from IDW.
Correction, it came with a spotlight issue. Those are different.
Ooh.
The fact
it's
stands.
Still a comic book.
You're a comic book.
Not as big as this comic book.
Evidently, it's not that big because it got shelved.
It's only 6 issues, and it's like, I just got issue 4 this week, and it's like, oh yeah, issue 5 and 6, not happening. It's like, you fucking mentioned.
Man, you really got a lot of issue about these issues.
Oh!
It doesn't help. This is what happens when it's like, we're going to have a second ongoing series. What about the, current miniseries you guys are doing?
Fuck that
no,
shit.
No, Gar, you have to understand.
Quick,
they said
somebody
that
hand Gar some tissues.
They said they were shelved, so you just gotta go to the combo company's house and go to their shelf and steal them.
Yeah, it's all you got to go shelf? To their shelves
oh,
and get guys it.
Did not like that joke. Next
damn
story. Stop throwing shit at me!
I wanna throw shit because I'm mad at this.
I'm mad as heck and I'm not gonna take it anymore!
Like,
I didn't mean it!
These better be released down the line because this is unfair. This is
how can this
unfair
happen to me?
This is cruel and
oh,
brutal punishment.
This
even
is
if the story
you know,
is
like,
shit.
This is unfair, just like every writer's side special's last episode being part of a DVD release.
Oh.
Yeah, but that, you know, that makes sense, so. Because they're you know, releasing it with another product.
Oh, this makes sense, but
yeah,
selling the comic books with a figure doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because it
does. Okay!
Next
we
story!
Packaging first off, Lord Drakon.
Do a side episode explaining, no one cares!
Lord Drakon is from the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger comic.
You know what else
not
is from Mighty Morphin
Power
Rangers?
Ranger
Megazord is getting a new Funko Pop from SDCC!
That's San Diego Comic Con, Ichi.
Wait, that's the pop vinyl?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Funko's new SDCC exclusive.
San Diego Comic Con.
I know what it stands for!
Don't say the laugh.
Why
you
are
we
know people know.
What's happening here?
I don't know.
I can't hear.
Evidently, San Diego Comic Con. This really cute-eyed Megazord pop figure, 6 inches tall, priced at $20 at the event. However, it'll be limited to 8,000 units, only on sale from July 19th to 23rd until it hits eBay at scalper prices.
Ooh, I love they specified that detail. Just like it's gonna go on eBay for a
oh
lot.
My god, the fucking picture of it. The way it's got, like, this line along its, like, mouth plate, it makes it look like it's just going,
no,
not
I know,
happy!
You know why I didn't think this was a pop vinyl?
Ow.
You know why I didn't think this was a pop vinyl at first?
Why?
Because the eyes aren't black.
That's
racist. True.
Yeah, no, most pop, a lot of pop vinyls are, like,
oh, you
black
mean, like,
eyes
with the Ultraman one, where it makes zero sense whatsoever?
If it doesn't transform into tank mode, I don't want
they
it.
They can make Ultraman pops, but they can't make Kamen Rider ones? Come on! If
Ultraman's more...
You know what
Ultraman is more popular. I am pointing to my book because they mentioned Ultraman several times in this book.
Well, no wonder you like it.
Give me the book
I
want to
see Transformer pops.
Well, we kind of had
like
that.
Robot mode.
See? I can point and tap books, too! Next!
Man, that's some vigorous wanking over there.
What the
oh,
fuck?
Yeah, you know,
speaking of wanking, we have a poster for the Girls in Trouble movie.
Speaking of wanking.
And then Raven just takes off his headset and walks off.
Oh, I want to fuck that female Kaijin right there at the bottom left.
That's a guy.
I was about to say, I hope that's female.
Whoa,
it's a movie called Girls in Trouble. It better be a fucking female.
we've talked about this a bunch. It's coming out June 17th.
It's like a prequel to Gavan versus Deckranger or something.
Yeah, and the poster is real neat. It looks like a fucking Kill Bill side shoot.
We're gonna get a message from this guy who's just been like a listener to our show for like a long time or just recently, and he'll just gonna be like, "What the fuck, guys?
No,
like,
it used to be about the news."
No. We're gonna get that one guy who complains that we shout too much. They just go listen to this episode.
There was a guy who complained that we shouted
yeah
too much. He mainly specified me, because he's just like, yeah, you yell too much. And I'm like, loyal and loud, it's in my fucking name.
Have you met me?
Exactly.
Hey, King Kai.
We're just going to get a comment. You used to be about the news.
That's what I was just saying.
The then Noble started coming on. I'm just kidding.
No, so there's going to be that one creeper that's going to be like, where's Dreamcaster? I miss her.
If you have,
I'm inadvertently helping Gar achieve his final form.
What, Super Saiyan Yellow Caster?
Let the hate flow through.
If you have had any of these thoughts, please post a comment.
You know what? At Anime North next weekend, I will buy a Super Saiyan wig and wear it.
Okay, you know what, Gar? You know what I'll do for you? You know what I'm gonna do for you?
What?
I'm gonna buy some Power Ranger comics, and buy some DC comics, and I'm just gonna rip them in half, tape them together, there you go! Then you'll have
please,
more of them.
Please do that! I wanna
bring
post
the
that!
Destroying the city! Summon the Mechazord!
Brainiac, attack it! Summon the Mega Batwing!
Brainiac, go get them, my buddy, Superman!
There we go.
We just created a better Injustice.
I have my moments.
Honestly, we made a better comic than
Injustice
the first three issues.
Rangers Among Us.
Like, the only good joke so far in that comic series is where Zack sees Batman. He's like, "Who are you?" Putty's behind them. Boom!
Okay. So he pulled a Rafiki?
Yeah, basically, he just punches the Putty right behind
him. He pulled a stereotypical badass in 90% of action movies.
Yeah.
From the 1980s?
Yeah, let's have fucking Power Rangers being in Justice 2 as DLC.
Yeah, let's have Rafiki in Justice League!
What?
Wait, Rafiki from Lion King?
Yes.
As opposed to...
No, you're not
Rafiki from next door?
Insert Rafiki.
Hey, Rafiki!
Insert Rafiki line here.
Either you can run from it...
Or you can get to the next news story.
Oh, what is the next news story? All right, come right, girls.
Speaking of girls...
Girls!
Apparently, Kamen Rider Girls might release a brand new album this year.
Might.
This was worth including?
It goes with the next news story.
Okay,
well, next news story.
Can we just call this episode Perfect Segways?
Perfect Segways?
Perfect Segway.
Plug.
No, I'm going to call it Perfect Plug.
What's the next
perfect
story?
Perfect Plug.
Perfect Plug. Perfect Puzzle.
There you go.
Two peas.
I don't care. Next. Speaking of Kamen Rider Girls.
Mitsuki Endo graduated from the Kamen Rider Girls.
Graduated?
Graduated. Congratulations.
Grammar with Gar. No, Garmer.
No,
Garmer. Hashtag Garmer.
I had saliva in my mouth.
You know what the best part about saying that this member graduated from Kamen Rider Girls? She was the one who represented Forze.
You want to know the sad part?
Graduated like Forze High School High!
You want to know the sad part?
I don't know.
And she can get the hell out of the group.
Yay. Now there's only four members of the group left.
Because
remember when the Deno chick left to go do...
No, I don't!
You don't remember that news story?
No, I'm not interested in them.
Alright, you don't like them, apparently.
They haven't produced a single song that I've enjoyed.
I like that excited song from the Gaim album.
Yeah, man. But yeah, she graduated May 3rd from a live show.
Oh, and the Forza song they did. That was good.
Oh, Saita?
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's it.
Okay, she's
no longer in the group.
Kamen Rider Black Sayumi Takuchi to host Kamen Rider Black event!
Speaking of Kamen Rider...
I already said...
Speaking of women...
So
have you noticed? Girls in Trouble, women. Kamen Rider Girls, women. Graduation from Kamen Rider Girls, woman.
Kamen Rider Black, woman.
are you trying to...
It's all coming together.
...something through the news?
Sensing,
do you have a girlfriend?
Sensing a theme.
Oh.
No, the theme is that he wants one.
Oh.
But I want to find the right one.
Maybe if I talk about girls enough, one will appear. Sorry, what was that?
But that's his overall arc.
Marge, I don't have a character arc.
Homie.
Ayumi Taguchi, best known for her role as Katsumi Kida in Kamen Rider Black, will host a special Kamen Rider Black Talk event in Osaka at the Iroi Mura.
She'll also be joined by Hitomi Yoshi, who played High Priestess
Bichium? It's Bichium, but I'm going to headcanon as Bichium.
Bichium.
And Kamen Rider Black suit actor Jiro
Okamoto, who also did Ixa and a bunch of other good writers.
Yeah, which, isn't that him right there?
Probably.
That's probably him right there.
He looks like my Uncle Rick if he were Japanese.
Well, I don't know about that, Rick. Did you tell your Uncle Rick about the show Rick and Morty?
I don't think so.
You should tell him about Rick and Morty.
Sure.
Does he have a grandson named Morty?
Ichi, make him a grandson named Morty.
No.
I don't think he can give his uncle a grandson.
Yeah, mostly that.
It's possible.
Anyways, the
event... No, it's not.
It's not. And if it is, I have questions.
Shut up.
The event will commemorate the 30th anniversary of the franchise which will happen on May 21st.
Holy shit, has it already been 30 years since Black came out?
Yep. Have they been really doing that long?
Does that mean next year will be the last year for Kamen Rider, then we're going to go on, like, a 10-year break again?
Don't jinx it.
Don't jinx it.
Don't ix it.
Next!
Okay, so they revealed official images for SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Genmu Zombie Gamer Level X. And it's fucking pretty, and it also comes with a Gashikan Sparrow.
Okay! We got Laser Level 5! Now we have the Gashikan Sparrow! Can we please have Laser Level 3?
No, because he's dead.
There's no more excuses! It couldn't be less work to make one now!
We're gonna get Laser Level 3 as that, like, Tomashi event exclusive. Yeah,
Tomashi event exclusive.
And it's gonna be, like, $300.
Like Proto Drive.
And Baron Lemon Energy Arms.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna
Everyone wants to be a dick. To eat you today. To eat you today.
The Genmu figure stands 150 millimeters tall, comes with interchangeable hands, premium Bandai web exclusive.
Yep.
62-64 yen base price, October release.
Oh yeah.
Are you telling me that the zombie is coming out on Halloween?
I already made that joke a week ago.
But think of it.
It's worth saying again for people who didn't listen to that episode. Fuck face.
It's funny because the way he's holding the sparrow, he's like,
"You want this?"
No. It's like his head's tilting, so it's like, "What the fuck is this thing?
Where'd I get this?"
That's like,
it's a memento from Kujokiwi.
How do I eat you? Eat me!
I don't know how to use the menu. Okay, Kirito, I have XP. Am I dying?
Next. Last story. Snakepit Studios to produce officially licensed Power Ranger cosplay.
And there goes Aniki Aniki.
Aniki cosplays.
Yeah, Aniki cosplays. There they go. They're gone.
Alright, so they have announced, Snakepit has announced via their social media accounts that they have partnered with Saban Brands. What exactly they're doing has yet to be announced, but they have confirmed they will be providing officially licensed costumes to the public. This group apparently was the one who produced the Green Ranger costume that Jason David Frank wore in Bat in the Sun's Superpower Beatdown Green Ranger vs. Ryu episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they produced the Blue Ranger costume that David Yost wore for Adair.
Yeah.
And apparently they have a lot of other costumes that they make, including DC Comics, Marvel Comics, and more.
Cool.
Wait, so they actually make, like, a costume based on a comic?
It's like some sort of comic costume.
You know, the X-Files theme? You know.
You were making the triangle thing with your hands on, like, Illuminati?
Yeah, Illuminati confirmed.
Okay.
I can't open this cupcake wrapper!
Here.
There we go, I did it.
And that's our last news story, Lane's cupcake.
You know what? No, this is the last news story. I'm gonna go get a drink.
Me too.
Yeah, after shouting fuck.
What drink are you getting? What does it cost?
After all of that, Gar needs a drink.
Well, yeah, he probably murders his throat doing that fucking Skeletor impersonation.
Yeah, probably.
Skeletor? I don't sound like Skeletor.
When you were just, like, leaning over the mic in rage.
Oh, you mean that voice.
Okay.
That one particular voice.
Sounds more like Dinobot than Skeletor.
Dinobot doesn't sound like that.
Dinobot from Beast Wars!
That sounds nothing like Dinobot. Jeez.
Vermin, you disgust.
Alright, goodbye, everybody. See you on the podcast proper.
Wait. Chipland, if you ever listen to this, all I have to say is, you idiot!
Classy.
Bye.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.